This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Preliminary hearings against the accused Club Q shooter began today. A detective with the Colorado Springs Police Department testified that the 22-year-old alleged shooter entered the club wearing a ballistic vest and was armed with a rifle, a pistol, and an explosive device. Photos from the scene shared by prosecutors showed dozens of shell casings and multiple magazines of ammunition. The hearing is set to continue through Friday. Snow is falling across much of the state today, and areas of southern Colorado and the western slope are under blizzard warnings through tonight. Denver is expected to get a few more inches of snow. Zach Harris with the National Weather Service says the city has seen more than 40 inches of snow so far this winter.
We've seen a lot more snow in Boulder and portions of the foothills, too, but as a whole, most of the Denver metro area has been above normal in terms of snowfall this season.
The Front Range and Eastern Plains will see below zero wind chills through tomorrow morning. And a Good Samaritan bill for those who call for help during a fentanyl overdose was approved in the Colorado House Judiciary Committee Tuesday. The bill would extend legal protections for those who seek help during an emergency involving fentanyl or related drugs, but fear they may be charged with drug possession. The bill reverses an item in last year's fentanyl law. This is CPR News. Right now in Denver, it's 9 degrees. Vail, 27. It's 3:06.